That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
Be times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
it will even up the score.
Don't be weak.
And welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. We're coming to you live this, it's a cold Saturday morning, I can tell you that, here at the Radio Ranch. And it is October 5th already. Can you believe that? Can you believe that, Kyle?
I can believe it.
You can believe it? I don't think Jason believes it, but it is.
I believe it, too.
Yeah, good morning, Jason. Good morning, Kyle. And good morning, Ramrod.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing this morning?
Good.
Abundantly blessed.
Abundant. There you go. Got hot coffee and sitting here being able to talk to the remnant and fellowship. And so, yeah, it's a good morning. It is. But it is a cold one. I think about 20 degrees out there. And we got about 3 or 4 inches of snow yesterday, Thursday night and Friday. And Kyle, I think you said all the roads are closed in town. It looked
like. Well, highways must be closed because there's trucks, semi-trucks everywhere.
So,
oh well.
Sometimes that happens. I know my son-in-law is coming into town. He got as far as Sheridan last night and left early and got there about 5, and everything was closed down up there. So that's how it goes. Hopefully everything will get opened up this morning. Well, we'll open up the phone lines here in a little bit, but you know we better open up with prayer first. Kyle, you want to do that for us this morning?
I will. Oh God, my Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning thankful. Thankful for the Son that died on the cross for us. Lord, thankful that we can gather in His name, Jesus Christ, and talk about Your Word and things that's going on in the world today. Thankful for this cup of coffee that we all have, Lord. Kind of spoiled we are. We thank You for it. We come to You this morning, we ask for Your Holy Spirit guidance and direction in our thoughts and our words. We ask for us as the body of Christ to be more like-minded, Lord, to be more one. so we can work together. We ask it in the blessed holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Well, we'll just open it up down there in Colorado. If we go alphabetical, Colorado comes before Wyoming.
It does.
So we better go to the Colorado guys, and we'll open it up down there, guys, if you had anything specific to start with while I'd get a drink of coffee.
Go ahead there, John. I know you guys.
We'll turn it back over to Wyoming.
All right. Well, I had a chance to listen on my iPhone to about half of your broadcast last night, Jason. And I just wanted to let everybody know as well that if you do have an iPhone, you can listen to these live broadcasts. That's just one more way that we've been able to set it up where you can listen to the 24 hours a day, 7 days a week broadcast, including this Coffee with the Wranglers. And you just, on your iPhone, you just hit the little Safari button. It goes to the web search, and you click on SFA. And if you do that, on the top left, it's a live audio stream. And the next screen lets you choose iPhone, you know, instead of Windows Media or Flash or something like that. And so...
I tried to get it on my flip phone. It just wouldn't come in.
No, it won't work on a flip phone. So, but anyway, so just to let the remnant know, you can do that. I know, Jason, you guys were talking a little bit, toward the end of, I think, just about some of the flooding. I think you had Tim on, and he had talked a little bit about, a town or something down there?
Yeah, we were talking a little bit about Glen Haven, Colorado.
That's what it is.
What happened over there, you know, and, it's one of those situations where, town got wiped out by a wall of water, and you know, we talked quite a bit about, you know, how people's little g FEMA god is failing them, and you know, that's a good thing, because that's where people had their trust, that's where they put their faith, that's the god that they look to for deliverance, and they're finding out that their gods can fail. So praise the Lord for that.
Amen. Amen. It reminded me on Thursday night I had Ralph from Missouri on, and he had a not that high of a scale, but they had a small flood that came through there a few weeks ago, and what not very far from his house, but it messed up the riverbank and washed some homes away and things like that, and exact same thing. They applied to FEMA, you know, for help, for disaster relief, for some loans and some money and some help, and FEMA basically just said no. And so they had to take care of things on their own. And Ralph and his Boy Scout troop, he rounded up about half of the 50 people that showed up for like a big cleanup day. And they filled a couple of big industrial dumpsters and that type of thing. And it is interesting when you have these things, and I like how you put it, Jason, how these small g gods just fail time and time again. And even when they respond the absolute best they can and pour money and people and that type of stuff into, you know, cleanups or rescue efforts, I'm reminded of Katrina in the aftermath and just the total chaos that went on down there. And still is, yeah, and that's about the best that these small g gods can do. You know, there's another.
Maybe next time they'll hit their knees before the disaster.
Yeah, didn't get a chance to check the news this morning, but I know yesterday afternoon Tropical Storm Karen was bearing down on New Orleans, and they thought it was gonna hit there, and then turn about 90 degrees to the right and roll across Pensacola was. One forecast I saw, double.
Don't worry, I heard they were going to take the people out of furlough that are in FEMA, so they can go down there and respond to it right away.
Well, good.
Because apparently they shut down FEMA too with the government shutdown.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jason had listening to his program last night. It was interesting, Jason, that you went down this list of things that are still being paid. as part of the government shutdown. I think that was you last night, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, if you look at what is being paid, what isn't being paid, what's the difference, government shutdown or no government shutdown? I posted a web or a story on the Newswire this week, you know, and it goes down the list, you know, on 36 things that were supposed to be shut down under the this government shutdown that are still in effect. So, you know, I mean, for a lot of these people, for a lot of these government officials, it was just, it's a paid vacation. Yeah. Because they're getting paid for the time that they're gone, and they're getting paid. I mean, you know, so you get somebody at work or at home or on vacation or wherever they want, you're paying them the same money. You know, how is that shutdown saving you any money? It ain't.
Well, historically, they get paid all the money that they missed anyways, even if they're not being paid right now.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, they made a big point. You know, the I guess it was it Thursday evening, they had the D.C. Capitol, the black woman that kind of was depressed and went crazy and ramming her car and everything, and they finally shot her. I think that was Thursday evening. And they made a point to say that all the Capitol Police and the security forces there in D.C. were not being paid. You know?
Yeah, they came off of furlough just to...
Just to protect the president and to protect the Capitol from this, you know, postpartum depressed 34-year-old black woman and that you know, had a serious case of road rage. And,
you know, the thing is they've been pushing this, oh, well, you're not safe either, and they have military on TV says, well, we can't guarantee your safety because we're not being paid and we're not, you know, going on and on and on and on. Well, it's just a flat-out lie because they're still getting paid. They're still, you know, the military is still active. I mean, you know.
There was a couple of Democratic senators that came on the next morning and said the reason that this black lady did this was because she was depressed that the government was shut. It's like, you got it.
Yeah. If she only had good, affordable health care, you know, then she wouldn't have had postpartum depression. Yeah.
I think what's really funny is that they've opened up those Obamacare exchanges and nobody's signing up, even the people who are eligible.
And the reports I've seen is that the ones that have tried to, they hit glitch after glitch after glitch. You know, you look into it, and they have their platinum plan and their gold plan and their silver plan, and it's total insanity, you know. You can, for a family of four, if you go through it, and it's more expensive even after the third year of paying the fines if you just don't have it and you just pay the fines. Even by the third year, because the first year fines, it's like a family total of about $300 is the max. If you just, you know, if you don't pay it, you file your taxes, and they're going to fine you $300 for the first year. The second year, it's about $600. The third year, it's about $900. So it kind of, you know, goes up. This is the fine for not paying for your insurance that they say you have to have. But about the cheapest you can get by is about $3,600 a year if you go in with just their bare bones bottom line minimum. It's over $300 a month. And so you've got families out there that don't have an extra $300 a month, that don't have health insurance, but yet they're going to be fined. You know, if they're not going to pay their $3,600 a year, then they'll be fined $300 the first year. It's just insanity how they put it together. It's kind of like
people finally figured out that two-letter word.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I thought it was interesting. They, you know, because all this fired up October 1st. About the time the government shut down, didn't it? How about that? And the small businesses, you know, were supposed to, they had this, just a huge amount of change and a huge amount of benefit packages and all this that they were supposed to be offering and changing and for their employees, and there was no way that they could do it. So you know, the Obamacare just says, well, okay, well, we'll give you 2 more years to comply with it. It just is, it's like at the whim of whichever way the wind is blowing, what a law is today and what you have to do. I think you hit it right on the head, John.
And I've told people, you know, both these things, they really tie together. Is this Obamacare, this health care deal that they're working on, this government shutdown. And, you know, what people don't need to be worried about, they don't need to be worried about the government shutdown. You know, that's what they want you to be worried about. Is what you need to be worried about is when it starts back up. Because it's what they've done is they've, you know, it's like a computer. You install a new program on a computer, you have to shut it down, reboot it, and when you start it back up, you know, that's when your updates take effect. And that's what, historically, that's what a government shutdown does. Is it, when the government shuts down, there's new things that are added to it, things that are changed, applied, and put into action. When it starts back up, those are in effect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, you know, that's what we need to be aware of, is because, you know, the shutdown is, you know, when this system reboots, comes back online, that's when we're going to see major changes in it.
Hmm. Good point. Well, don't think that those prayers that we've been praying, the pistol and the rifle prayer, don't have effect. And
absolutely.
Now.
Amen.
Now when these things are going on. So keep praying those prayers, remember?
Amen. And we did mail those. We mailed those prayers out. I think on Monday, and so this week, the remnant should be getting them in the mail. If you haven't, you actually should have gotten them in the mail this past week, I guess. We mailed them out Monday so that on October 1st, they would start arriving first-class mail to the hundreds of people that get the monthly imprecatory prayers in the mail. It's also posted at the website, and if you're listening to the broadcast, you're hearing it being prayed and sung throughout the broadcast day and night. And you know,
sending out the bookmarks too, aren't you?
Yes, the rifle and pistol prayer bookmarks are going out with every at no charge with every order that's going out from the office here in the month of October, just as another way to get the people to pray the prayers. And you know, just the rifle prayer, if you look at it, it is a prayer against the satanic strongholds in D.C. and what's been happening just this week in D.C. It's gone absolutely crazy out there.
Imploding, yeah.
It is.
I like the call we got on Wednesday night prayer meetings from that man who called and said that he loaned his Bible out with a bookmark.
No, it was just a book. It was like a nutritional book.
Oh, okay, yeah. And when he got his book back, he got it back without the bookmark, but didn't know if the guy kept it, used it for prayer or what, but it was kind of interesting.
Right. And I had emailed him. I think that was Al. I'm not sure. But anyway, I emailed him and said, you know, we'll be glad to send you another one. And he replied back and he said, I've got plenty. He said, when we, and if you remember back in Branson, that was one of the, we offered our bookmarkers that we had out, and we gifted them out to all the people that attended Branson in six packs. Yeah, we gave six packs out. We did. You can just put that down and quote us.
Cases we gave out.
That we gave many six packs out, several six packs of Bible bookmarkers. And that was just one story of one way that they are getting out to the people they need to get out to.
Yep, amen. I was reading a story here yesterday about people in Florida putting up, where was that at? Bartow, Florida.
Bartow, Florida, yep.
People putting up God Bless America signs in the county, city coming in and telling them that you have to take them down. It's against the ordinance. People are saying no, and they're saying, well, we're going to fine you $25 a day. Well, where'd I hear that before?
Yeah.
It was $10 a day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's. I sent that note down. My brother-in-law lives about 20 minutes away from there, and I sent that note down to him, and and tried to get his contact. I hadn't heard back from him on that yet, but...
So it says God... What is it exactly? A flag or a billboard? What?
It says God...
It's a yard sign.
It says God Bless America. Well, it's a little bit bigger than a yard sign, but anyway, has an American flag flying and a cross next to it. That's it. God Bless America.
Huh. I see. I wonder if it's the cross that really bugs them.
I think it's that three-letter word that starts it.
Well, they all have their gods. So.
Right.
Exactly. That's the thing. There's more than one god. But yeah, it's probably the cross. You're probably right, Tom. That's what they seem to be attacking all across the country, at least in the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Well, they've been attacking it for the last 2,000 years. Got to explain that to one of my sons the other day. He asked about the cross. And I told him, I said, well, you know, the before the time of Christ, my understanding of it anyway, in the time of the Roman captivities, that was just a way that they, one of the many ways that they persecuted and executed people that they deemed were enemies of the state. And their enemies, and that was one of the ways they would do it. They'd nail you to a cross, stick you up there, and you'd die a wretched death, a horrible death. And
yeah, you know, I looked into Freedom From Religion Foundation. You can look into all these lawsuits that they got going and all that. Interesting thing is, they never ever attack a cross if Jesus is still on it.
Huh.
But those crosses that don't have them on it are the ones that they attack.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
They don't attack the crucifix. It's not one of those crosses, because for the most, I don't know that I've ever seen a cross at a grave or a military site or anything with Jesus still on the cross. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But this makes you wonder if there was a Jesus on that cross and that sign, if you would have, if you hear anything about it.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yep. I don't like it that he's off the cross. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's a problem for them.
For them,
it sure
exactly.
is.
You know, when Mel Gibson brought out that movie, The Passion, you know, I didn't want to go see it, but I did go see it. And the reason why I didn't want to go see it is because I knew it was going to make me mad, and sure enough, you know, and it made me mad.
And you were right.
And, I mean, because and it wasn't that the movie made me mad, but they ended with the death, him on the cross. They never showed the resurrection. And I think and I think they eat that up.
Well, isn't he a Catholic?
Well, I don't know what Mel Gibson is. Mel Gibson a Catholic?
I think so.
Anyway, so
I
it's mean, the same thing.
Because, and I just say that, whether he's whatever he is. Yeah. You know, they talk about him, all this other stuff. Because that's where the Catholics want him. That's
where
the Catholics leave
him,
is
on
the cross.
That's where they left him.
That's where the Catholics leave him.
You know, they left him in the movie. There was, you know, I mean, the best part of Christ coming and dying for us is he rose from the grave.
The empty tomb.
And when you make a story about that and you don't have him raising from the grave,
there you go.
Red flag, you know.
By their fruits.
Yeah.
Well, Kyle, look at how long they took to crucify him, too.
Oh, I know.
The degree and the just, I mean, if you've seen anything where they show Jesus being crucified, you have never seen it until you've seen that movie.
I agree, yep.
They beat him, like, I mean, but, you know, he took the sins of the world. And I'll tell you what, if you can watch that and you don't tear up, you got
Yeah, you got a problem. You're right, yep.
I never saw it either up until this last men's meeting, and a man used that as an illustration. And I tell you what, I was crying. There's no doubt about it.
Oh yeah, it was quite a scene, you know. And what you need to see at the end of that is the good news.
You need to see that stone rolled
the good
away.
News was he was died and buried and rose from the grave. You
yeah.
know, and
yeah,
they
well,
and
it goes so, along the same lines as Bill O'Reilly's new book, Killing Jesus.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. You know? That's what they thrive on.
Yeah. Just
go on that a little bit, Jason.
Oh, it's just interesting. It's, you know, that's his new book that, you know, he supposedly, you know, and he's a Catholic. You know, he has, and he wakes up and has this divine intervention in the middle of the night that gives him, lays out this whole book on how he's to write it, and then he's got to go hire a researcher to do all the research for him so that he can do it.
Because he doesn't know that.
He doesn't know it. That's right.
Because he doesn't understand it, doesn't know it, doesn't, yeah, exactly. So, but, you know, the thing is that it's supposed to be a book on the life of Jesus Christ, but it's not a religious book, you know, and it contradicts the Bible because he thinks that this book is more accurate than the Bible because you can't take the Bible, literally. According to him, literally. And, I mean, just talk about a bunch of poison,
a devout Catholic. Remember that.
Yeah. And, you know, but, I mean, to go into the great details of, you know, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, not to talk about the resurrection, and, you know, not to talk about, and then to come against and contradict the Bible, what the Bible says. You know, the Bible makes it on a lot of the things that took place at that time. It makes it pretty clear what happened.
Yeah.
And, well, that couldn't, in the book they say, well, that couldn't happen because that is physically impossible. Well, there was a lot of things that took place that were physically impossible.
That's right. Yeah, like coming back from the dead.
Does that mean they didn't happen? No, that doesn't mean that they didn't happen. They did happen. It was supernatural. You know, it was supernatural for him to take our sins, our sicknesses, our diseases, with him on the cross, you know, it was a supernatural event.
Amen.
But it took place.
What's interesting too is when he announced that he was going to write that book and the title of the book, he got $10 million up front from the publishing company. That never happens. They were so excited with the title that they wrote him a check for $10 million before he even wrote the book.
Just put together a book with that kind of name. I mean. The thing is the thing that really stuck out to me is he's a Catholic, and he writes a book called Killing Jesus. He's boasting. He's bragging.
Absolutely.
You know, he's, you know, you see him talk about the book. I've watched a couple interviews with him that he was talking about the book and talking about writing the book, which he really didn't write it, but he did. But you look at it, and it's just, it's boastful, it's arrogance, it's bragging about what they did. And that's exactly what it is.
Amen. Well, guys, let's go to the phone lines this morning. We've got them opened up, and they're ringing. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a number here that I thought you might find interesting. It's... good morning, Wranglers. I shouldn't be so rude. I enjoy listening to you guys quite much. I find this number quite interesting for healthcare. It's 1-800-382-5968.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday, and we don't want to go there on this program. Yeah, I don't think that's something to talk out. But I. If you want to look into that, they tell you their feelings.
And, right, that's all I was alluding to. I wasn't about to
good.
Pronounce those words. No, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, but it's
I just think that they are in our face with it is what I was alluding to.
Yes,
you know?
Amen. They are. For those that have eyes to see.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah. All right, that's all I wanted to say, gentlemen. You guys have a nice day.
Hey, thank you. You too. Have a great weekend.
All right. Bye.
We'll stay with the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
I came across something while studying a few years back, and I haven't been able to find anybody that really knows too much about it or get any information on it, but I know everybody here, you know, is remnant, and they're probably going to have 30, 40 books that they've all studied. The thing was, there were more than one kingdom, and it was jurisdiction, like when Jesus talked about, hey, give Caesar what's his. And it was based on Herod's baptism. See, Herod had a baptism too. He had a social security system. He had a way to take care of people. And he was trying to get people into his system. Is anybody there familiar with that? You ever heard about that? I've only come across it, like, in passing, like, maybe three times.
I'm not aware of it. I mean, I'm sure it's the kingdom of Satan. You know, I mean,
you know, everything has a counterfeit.
Right, and there are two kingdoms. There's, and, you know, John did an excellent job of pointing that out in the last newsletter. There's basically two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of Christ and everything else. And everything else is the kingdom of Satan.
Well, you know what? The stone didn't roll away for them, did it?
No, it's a stone of offense to them. To them.
It's going to stumbling crush them.
And it's a stumbling stone to them.
Absolutely, and it's going to crush them, just like...
It's my cornerstone.
You're right.
It's like Daniel's vision. You know it.
Yeah. But if you come across anything on this... Herod's baptism and his whole social security system, I think it'd be an interesting topic to discuss. I've tried to find information on it, but you guys have better books than I do.
Well, you know, the thought that comes to mind and is, you know, Kyle did a really good little scriptural insight and study on the mark of the beast. And he, you know, started in on the mark of the beast and said, is it this, is it that, is it that? And said what we really should be concerned about is the mark of Christ. Because the mark of the beast, there's probably 666 marks of the beast out there. Okay? But what we should be concerned about is having that mark of Christ. So
see,
that
I think about
and,
the verse in Ezekiel when you bring that up.
And so
those that weep and mourn.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And so to me,
like
that's
the slayers came out,
yeah,
to execute judgment,
right? And so
they started at the house of God.
That's where it begins. That's where judgment begins. And so that's the thought that occurs to me is that, you know, I don't know anything about Herod's baptism, but I know about Christ's, and I know about mine, and I know about the one that the baptism that the remnant needs to have, I don't know about Herod's, and it really isn't something that strikes my interest, because I don't doubt he had a baptism, and I bet Clinton had a baptism, and I bet, you know, every ungodly ruler since then
In fecal matter
has theirs.
With that whole way they do things, they have such contempt for. When you get to the highest levels, you only get there because, you know, You do so much evil that you're so easily blackmailed. That's the only way they open the door for you to get in power. And they only give it to fools that they can control.
And we have to remember that they are, many of them are creatures of instinct created to be destroyed. And that's why that is a rock of offense to them. Well, hey, thanks for the call.
Hey, well, you know, Jesus is going to win this thing.
Oh, he's already won it. He's already won it.
Be blessed. You have a great day.
Thank you. Yeah, we have to remember that's past tense. It's present tense as well, but it's already been done.
Amen.
It's already been done. The winning touchdown has been scored. The game really is over. It's just the clock's running out. You know, the score is not going to change.
Well, death has been swallowed up in victory.
Hallelujah.
You know. And but for us individuals, we still have our own fight, you know, our own race to run, you know, and we don't want to be found in that second death, the lake of fire, and it's like that guy. Well, I guess I didn't tell Jason and John about it, but talked to a guy this week and working for some other ministry. But anyway, he's made the statement. You know, and we've all heard it. We heard our pastor say it many times. There's no middle ground. You're either in or you're out, and that's a fact. You
Good
know,
point.
It's one. It's you're calling one place or the other. You know, people that think they're gonna just burn up like chaff and it's gonna be over in a minute. And I got news for you. read about the lake of fire. It lasts forever and ever. Unquenchable fire. Now, you think you're just going to burn up like chaff, and you know, like you got one of those little firecrackers that maybe has been sitting around for way too long, and you light it, and that fuse is boom, it's over, you know, and you barely get it out of your hand, or maybe you don't even get it out of your hand, you know. No, it's not going to be like that. It's you're either going to be in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ with Him King. Or you're going to be in the lake of fire. Now, it was made and created for the devil and his angels. But guess what? There's going to be a lot of other people joining them there.
You can read
about
room.
Yeah, there's plenty of room for others, and you can read about them in Revelations 20. Yep. It's more than just the devil and his angels that's going to go there. You know, but anyway.
And that the writing's on the wall that door to salvation is... The time is running short, as far as I can see.
It is.
I mean, if we're in that church of Laodicea, which appears that, you know, these churches are becoming more and more lukewarm by the day, including the Pope is exposing his true colors and the papacy, and, you know, God says, oh, that you were hot or cold, but because you're lukewarm, I spew you out. And if you look at the progression of those seven churches, too, Church of Laodicea, I'm standing at the door. Significant point.
Yeah, well, and even, you know, they've been preaching the last days for 2,000 years. And
right.
Every day we hear on the news it was somebody's last day.
Right.
Whether it's tomorrow, the new age enters in tomorrow or not, it could be tomorrow for you. And if you don't live like it's tomorrow, then, you know, you're gonna have issues. You know, and I'm talking to myself as much as anybody else out there. You know, it's our life, our fleshly life is like a vapor. That's not very long.
Well, the phone lines are open. 307-745-5913. Folks, you're listening to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers, and Kyle brought some extra coffee and filled my cup up. Appreciate that this morning, Kyle. And,
yeah.
And so that'll get me through the second half hour. And so if you have any comments or you want to call in, again, 307-745-5913.
I thought it was encouraging this week as our abomination government blocked off the open air monuments that there were some World War II veterans, 80 and 90 years old, that said no and just knocked down the fences, and praise God for that. But
yep.
Boy, I tell you what, I talk about the arrogance, and now what I'm reading is they're getting even more arrogant, shutting down parking lots to parks and all kinds of things that never had any kind of a park ranger management.
Isn't that crazy? It takes more people to shut them down than it did to keep
than it does to run them.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
exactly, and more money.
I've seen several reports like that, John, and that same thing, Kyle, where, you know, people say, well, you know, we've gone to national parks and the memorials and things like that in D.C., and you never see somebody from the Park Service there, never, never, ever, ever. And now they're going, and they're coming out of the woodwork. You know, there's hordes of them bringing gates in and closing and all to close everything
wiring them together now too.
Well, that's
so that they can't move them.
Yeah, they see. They thought
so
that,
they told them to bring wire cutters when they come on the flight.
Yeah, it comes down to your two letter little word, John.
Yep.
No. No. It's interesting too.
I think it's neat though that the governor of Wisconsin, Scott Walker, he just said, "No, we're not shutting them down." You know, federal government called them and said, "Hey, you need to shut all these parks down, this and that." And he said, "No, we're not going to do that." And there's a couple other states. I guess you know, they hate Utah because Utah's come against the illegal aliens. And Jan Brewer, the governor there, said, "Well, we'll pay to reopen the Grand Canyon," and the federal government says, "No, you can't do that." And they're like, "Well, what do you mean we can't do that?" I mean, apparently in the last government shutdowns, they were able to do that, but their goal is to try to inflict as much pain on people, or at least some pain on people, when they shut the government down.
Cause right.
Yeah, they want it to affect somebody.
Yeah. Well, you have
to keep the illusion going.
Right. Well, being that it's fall, you still have people that are vacationing and traveling and visiting. You know, just the parks we're talking about, and it does it impacts those people. You know, you mentioned the Utah coming against the illegal aliens. If you read into Obamacare, if you're in this country illegally, no fines if you don't have insurance.
Yeah.
How about
or
that?
Or if you're a Muslim, no fine.
Right. Yeah.
Or if you're a Christian Science, we talked about that last week. But yeah. Here's another thing that I don't know if people saw, but that stinking governor in California just allowed driver's licenses for illegal aliens.
Yeah. Well, John, they got to drive. They got to drive, too. You know? They drive anyway, and this is the mentality. Anyway. They drive anyway, so go ahead and give them a license, get their $50, and then we have them in the system. You know, it is. It's ridiculous. Just open the borders. Let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers.
Yeah, good morning, Richard. How you guys doing?
Good morning, Joe.
I got a question for you. It's not really relevant to your discussion. But now that it is firmly the CD age and stuff like that, and even past that, I still have hundreds of old tapes from the 90s, and I'm afraid that some of them are starting to really bite the dust. It's difficult to keep, and it's almost impossible to find the old style cassette players.
Right.
Was there ever any mention of in the ministry of having a kind of like a trading post for cassettes?
It's just Joe. The very thing that you're saying, they deteriorate over time.
Yeah,
and you know we've gone back and have CD masters of everything. Or at least MP3 masters of, we think, everything. And, you know...
Well, it's all getting digitized right now.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And so, you know, we're down to just the last few messages, you know, getting, you know, converting over to MP3 and that type thing. Because we have the same issue here, trying to find good tape decks to even do that with. And so, it's just kind of gone. It's like the 8-track, you know.
Yeah. Well, there's kind of like a small renaissance on the internet these days for just about anything, you know, nostalgic from the 70s and so forth. I just thought maybe there was a small, you know, kind of a close-knit Scriptures for America tape trading post or something. I just thought I'd ask, you know, the other day, like yesterday, my What Adam's Flood Was Not Part 2 disintegrated on me. And I'm in the doldrums now.
Well, Joe, it's time to get a CD player.
I have one. But you know something? They break.
They do.
Easily.
They do. And you know, now
to top it all off, I mean, the old codgers will probably agree with me. You can operate a cassette deck in total darkness and not have to worry about scratching.
Yeah,
so, that's true. That's true.
That is true.
Okay, well, you guys have a good one, man.
All right, Joe. Thank you.
Okay, God bless you.
All right. Yeah, you know, we had to get out of the tape deck business, the cassette tapes. I mean, they were a mainstay for years, but and they used to be made in the United States, but they, you know, they went to China and with the CDs and the MP3s and everything else, MP4s, and yeah, not anymore. Well, we'll go back to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Yeah, how you doing, Richard? Yeah, the guy that just called about cassettes and everything,
mm-hmm.
I get a catalog called Heartland America. I just got one yesterday, and they've had featured things, cassette decks that you can plug in your, it converts to all the modern computerized junk, you know, MP3s or whatever, and that sort of thing. And there's been several different cassette type apparatus in this catalog. It's called Heartland America. And I've got one here too. I'm trying to find them. I'm sure. Heartlandamerica.com.
I've seen those. And Kyle's over here nodding his head too. So, yep, good point.
Yeah, they have that. You know, so I don't know whether, you know, you can check that out. And I just sent you an email. I found that I was looking, you know, you've heard this 6 million Jews, this thing we've been, and all this type of stuff in the six. And according to the Jewish Virtual Library, the current Jewish population of Israel is 6,066,000. So I thought you might find that interesting.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot. They like that number, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Well, maybe, you know, there you go. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. And the phone's still ringing. We'll go back to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Oh, good morning, sir. Yeah, I was calling about the cassette issue.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, there was a device that you could use to, you know, put in your computer, took up a bay like a CD drive.
Right.
And all you do is pop it in, it would automatically record the whole thing. It was on ThinkGeek.com a few years ago. And it's completely automatic. You don't have to adjust levels. You don't have to do anything. Whatever is on it, it goes straight to MP3.
All right. Thanks a lot.
And if you're going to do all that, I would ask that, you know, if this cassette club, because I've got boxes and boxes of them, years and years, you know, 20-some years on the ministry, I got plenty of cassettes. And I'd like to, you know, we could all put them together in torrent files so that the bandwidth isn't all shared with the ministry. We could throw it on Pirate Bay or any of these torrent sites, or even create our own where we share the bandwidth and the cost doesn't extend to the ministry. And you have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
I'll let Jason figure that out. He's the tech guy.
You know, I treat my old cassettes like, well, like baseball cards. You know how people have these old baseball cards. Well, I got old cassettes. I'll probably never look at them. You know, I mean, because we're in a CD age or whatever we're going to go to next. But you know, they're mine. They're precious.
They're boxed up and
that. Yep.
Yeah.
You got them in a climate controlled container.
Yeah, like a humidor or something.
I think that does the opposite, though.
Yeah. No, but yeah, we do. We have all of the old broadcasts and have been all converted over to digital format. And you know, and if you look at the website, the SFAWBN.com, that's our network website, you'll see the complete broadcasting schedule there. But if you look at that broadcasting schedule, you can click right on. Let's say you look at yesterday's. You can click on and listen to any of the broadcasts that were there yesterday, and that goes back, I think, at least a couple of months. And so, you know, we do our best to make those messages available in any format possible. They're up on the internet. You can download them there. You can write to us and say, hey, and ask for the messages. We make them available there as well. Let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, fellas. Willis down in Southern Illinois. How are you guys this morning?
Well, good morning, Willis. Let me pour you a cup here. I think we got some coffee on. Yeah, Kyle brought some in. He just poured me a cup, so we'll pour you a cup there. How are things in Southern Illinois?
Oh, doing good. We're getting ready for a big rainstorm, but we don't have 2 feet of snow, so things are going good.
Well, good.
Hey, I wanted to let you guys know that for the last couple of weeks, when you switch frequencies, you know, they used to come over and announce that the frequency was going to change. But here lately, there's been no announcement that the frequency changes. It just goes dead on one station. So if folks, new listeners, don't know what station to tune to, they're just missing out on some excellent shows over the last few weeks.
Well, thank you, Willis. We'll look into that. Jason can look into that. we had a man who was living, there was a man that was living there in the house at the shortwave station, and he's no longer there, so they're doing it remotely, and that's probably part of the problem. So.
Yeah, I figured you might want to know that. And hey, you know, I was looking over my health insurance policy this week, and you know that thing is over 1,000 pages long, and it's easy to read, and it covers my entire family forever.
Yeah?
And I think it's the best insurance policy one. It's the Holy Bible.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And yeah.
I think if everybody, we all need to realize that.
That is.
And this whole healthcare sham is just a sham.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to remember we have the health assurance. And if you
That's
have
right.
that, you don't need the insurance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, listen, I wanted to say good morning. And listen, you guys have really been putting on some good shows here the last few weeks. I found myself being a good listener, and I'm going to have to start getting on the stick and making a few calls. But I get kind of involved in listening to everybody talking, and before I know it, it's the end of the hour. Hours just go by quick.
Amen.
But, I appreciate the effort you guys are putting forth into it. Pastor Peters knew what he was doing, and I think he gave everybody the training they needed, and I'm in deep appreciation for that.
Well, thank you, Willis.
Have a great weekend. I want you guys to have a great weekend. I'm looking forward to listening to the broadcast tomorrow for church.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for the call.
Hey, you guys, we'll talk to you later.
Okay. It's good to hear from Willis. It was encouraging. And we'll stay with the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Is this me?
Yeah, it's you.
Hey, it's Vance from Little Africa over here.
I'm sorry?
It's Vance from Little Africa over here.
Okay, Vance from Little Africa.
St. Louis. Yeah. I'm just curious. You guys do them Biblical Antiquities. I think it's on Saturday night. And I missed one, and I was wanting to listen to it, but you can't listen to that when you go into that page. It won't let you click on it and listen to it. Is there a reason for that?
Yeah, that's not one of our broadcasts. That's a broadcast that somebody else gave us permission to play on the radio, but did not give us permission to archive on our website or to distribute through electronic media.
Okay, is there a website?
You can order them and purchase. I mean, we've got the sets available, but
okay.
And I think we can even sell individual ones, but we just don't have permission to give them out on the website or make downloads available.
Okay. All right. Well, what I'll do is you just order it like you would order anything else?
Yeah, you can order a CD for $5.
Yeah. Maybe shoot me an email if you can.
Okay.
And we can go over that and figure out what
okay.
we can do.
Okay, yeah, because I've read Druidism and Stonehenge and the Great Pyramid Decoded and
there's a lot of great information.
I thought
for
he was broadcast.
Great.
Yeah, yeah, really good stuff.
I thought he was really knowledgeable. But yeah, we'll get on there and see if we can order that. We'll shoot you an email too, Richard.
Okay, that'll be great.
Okay, thanks, bud.
Thank you.
Guys, have a good day.
You too. Well, before the hour gets away from us, we do want to invite you to come to church tomorrow. And you can do that just the same way that you're listening right now. If you're listening on your iPhone, you can listen to church on your iPhone tomorrow. If you're listening on the shortwave from Tasmania, Australia, you can do that tomorrow. Same frequency and listen to church service. And if you're at the website, scripturesforamerica.org, you can watch and join us for the Sunday morning church service tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, starting at 10 a.m. Mountain, 11 a.m. Central, and noon on the East Coast. And that lets you sleep in out there on the East Coast. You don't have to worry about that tropical storm hitting you over there unless you're down in the South or North Florida. But we do. Scriptures4America.org. Just click on the live video stream at 10 a.m. Mountain tomorrow morning and join us for a two-hour Sunday morning church broadcast. We'll have a scriptural review of the news, and you'll get to see Ramrod there. You know, we used to think he had, as the pastor used to put it, a face for radio, but he's actually got a face for Sunday morning welcome at the church as well. And so you can kind of get to see the Ramrod there and get to know him a little bit, and he'll have a good welcome. And John, are you back? Going to be back, you think, on the Jesuits tomorrow?
Can't tell you.
Okay. Well, you just have to come and see. And we'll have some songs, and Kyle's bringing a communion message tomorrow. Don't tell us what it's on, Kyle. It's on communion. We understand that. And then we'll have a Holy Spirit-inspired classic message from Pastor Peters. So we do. We invite you to come to church. You hear from this ministry that we've put out for years that no, real men don't go to church, because the churches out there that don't preach the Word of God, that preach this watered-down, mamby-pamby Judeo-Christianity, which is just a spell-casting in itself. You know, if our people would just realize that, you hear that, oh, it's Judeo-Christian ethic. Judaism, the Judeo part, denying Christ, Christianity based on Christ, it's a square peg that doesn't fit in a round hole. It's a misnomer. It's an oxymoron. It doesn't work, Judeo-Christianity. But you won't get that at the La Porte Church of Christ. You will get true biblical Christianity. And so we invite you there. If you want to come in person, give us a call. Let us know. We'd appreciate that. And we'd be glad to give you directions if that's what you want to do. And so I know we'll see you men there. The roads are going to be open tomorrow. And should be anyway. The sun's coming out. The sky is blue. It's a beautiful morning here. And we're just about out of time, guys. Got time for some closing comments, and we're going to have to wrap it up.
Well, I just want to encourage people to continue to pray those prayers that we've got posted, pray the rifle prayer, the pistol prayer. You know, this is, you know, in the past, I'm going to use it as a past tense comment. This was referred to as one of Satan's high holy months. And, you know, we've got the power, because we know that greater are the forces that are for us than the forces that are against us. You know, that's the truth. We have the ability to combat these demonic forces. And it doesn't have to be. You know, this can be, you know, the tides can change, and this can be a, you know, high holy Christian month, you know, where Satan was combated and brought down. And that's Amen. The attitude people need to have. And I encourage people to have that attitude when they pray these prayers, and, you know, have that faith that can move mountains when they pray these prayers. We're seeing things that are changing in this land, and, you know, that's where we got to be at. You know, and I often think of those words that when Christ said, you know, when I return, will I find faith? And you know, we need to make sure that is our mentality. So I just want to encourage people to keep praying that rifle pistol prayer. We're broadcasting it on the Scriptures for America Worldwide Broadcasting Network. It's posted at the website. I'm working on putting the audio clips up there. So if anybody wants to download those, you know, of the rifle prayer, the pistol prayer, or play them online, they'll be able to do that as well. Just visit that prayer page on scriptures4america.org.
That's great. Thanks, Jason. Yeah, the other thing I just saw yesterday, I never really saw it before. Maybe you guys knew that, but October 24th is United Nations Day. Did you know that?
I didn't.
I knew it was in October, but I didn't know that it was the 24th.
Yeah. 24th of October, but they pack as much of the Antichrist events in that month as they can, I think.
They do. Well, folks, thanks for joining us. Our address, if you want to write to us, is Scriptures for America, Post Office Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535. And again, the website, scripturesforamerica.org.
Rolling, 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 stay high. This country's stolen. Keep on rolling over, snake high. Fast and free together, make them health and forever, knowing the king is by our side. Those old snakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, snake high.
Disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, snake high.
Snake-eyed. Moving, 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 though they're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake-eyed. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake-eyed. My heart's calculating, our king will be waiting at the end of our ride.